This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports. This is sports with a capital F.
People of Earth, welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast, where the third time is the charm. I am joined today by my lovely sister, Jessie Walden. How are you today?
Hello! I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You're joining me for the third time in 2 days. We blew it twice yesterday, but we're going to knock this one out of the park.
That's right. That was just the warm-up round.
Yeah. You got to, you know, sometimes you got to get the juices flowing. Sometimes you got to sleep.
Yeah.
You got to sleep on it, get up the next morning, and then take another stab at it.
Exactly.
Well, I hope you're enjoying.
I slept in 100% full compression garments, just like LeBron does. So I am refreshed this morning. I have very good circulation everywhere.
Do you think maybe that compression garment accounts for the growth of his hair? Have you noticed? Do you know about LeBron James' hairline?
LeBron James' hairline receded
for the entirety of his career up to a couple years ago when it kind of jumped back down.
And
I feel like everything he does is a distraction from that, because that's the real question. What are you hiding?
I did not know that. What's he hiding under there?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's another funny thing, too, though. That's sort of becoming a trend, and I feel like maybe Brian Urlacher, former linebacker for the Chicago Bears, is involved in that, because I noticed last time I went to Chicago, or a couple trips ago, when I was back home, I noticed billboards with pictures of Brian Urlacher with hair. I guess he's the spokesperson for, or some sort of majority shareholder in a hair restoration thing, but he looks quite silly.
Majority hair holder?
It's early. It is early, but it's good. It's good that we're doing this early in the day. It's Labor Day. Mm-hmm. We're in the sweet spot between coffee and beer. I felt like this would be a good time to get this one in.
Exactly. Right before we convened this meeting today, Jesse and I were just discussing what we might be cooking later on, because I feel like this is a barbecuing holiday.
It is. Labor Day is definitely a barbecuing holiday. And for those of
you
viewing,
are you going to be queuing something?
I am. And for those of you viewing the YouTube video, I'm wearing white in honor of the last day when it's appropriate to wear white for some reason.
That is very silly. Can you see the shirt that I'm wearing? You should look familiar. You gave it to me.
Oh, it's your Oakland Athletic shirt from when you lived in Oakland. Jesse used to refer...
Yeah, it's the Thunderdomers on it.
Yeah, Jesse used to refer to her neighborhood in Oakland as the Thunderdome, so I had her a custom-made A's t-shirt made that says Thunderdomers on the back.
It's pretty good. I get a lot of questions about it.
It's good. What neighborhood was that? Would you like to shout it out?
I was over by Lake Merritt on Park Boulevard by the Lucky supermarket.
All right. So if you're ever in Oakland, don't go over there.
No, do go over there. It's nice.
I'm just kidding.
White people are moving in just as fast as they possibly can, Graham. Well, everything's going to be fine.
Well, yeah. Geez, they're being squeezed out of San Francisco, I'm sure, at an unbelievable pace.
Yes.
The poor downtrodden folks of San Francisco.
Yeah, those poor people.
I feel very sorry for San Franciscans.
Basically, the reason why we can't have nice things is San Francisco.
as a country, if there's anything to be blamed on anywhere, it's San Francisco.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you squish flies using the blinds? Because I had this thought right before we did this podcast. It's summertime, it's Georgia, and I come in and out of my garage a good bit, so I almost daily end up with one rogue fly flying around my house, and generally I just wait till they get in the window, and then I use the blinds, because it's a bigger surface area, it's harder for them to escape, and
that's
I just mush them.
Mr. Miyagi shit. I don't think I've done that on purpose before.
No, I wait for that moment. I go, okay, you'll try to get out that window eventually. And then I'm going to mush you. And then I leave them there dangling from the blinds, from the horizontal blinds as a warning to their friends.
As a warning to other flies?
That's correct. That's a trick I learned from our dad, actually. He would squish bugs on his plants outside and leave them there. The logic is flawed, but hilarious. Weird. Well, yeah, well, because you wouldn't, if you were going into a grocery store and there were smushed people everywhere, you'd probably think twice about going in that grocery store.
I don't know, though. If I went to a grocery store, just laying this out here, hypothetically, if I went to a grocery store and out front of the grocery store were a bunch of squished people, I might think something terrible is going to happen and I'm going to need bottled water and beef jerky. So I'm going to go right on him.
Oh, geez. Yeah, maybe it has the opposite effect. Maybe the bugs think, right, like, oh, no, this is a problem.
Start looting immediately.
Yeah, this bugs feel like this could be an emerging issue.
Don't move. That's the Thunderdome move. Yeah. I'm like, I get a little bit nervous and I immediately want to loot something.
Well, Oaklanders need very little excuse to loot and riot, which
that's true.
It's a tenet of their character. It's a cultural thing, and it was you telling me that in your neighborhood in Oakland they replaced all the plastic and metal garbage bins with like cardboard ones that burn more efficiently.
Yeah, they were just cardboard trash cans everywhere because like every single time they would repair them, they'd just burn down again. I'm not even making that up. Like, there were these melted plastic trash cans. Like, you know the kind where it's like a cement base and then it has like a plastic lid over the top of it?
Yeah.
Like a dome?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the domes are all melted.
like those cigarette butt things you see that people leave sitting around too long and eventually catch on fire and turn into like a stalagmite of melted plastic and cigarette butts.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Disgusting.
Yeah, so the city just started using cardboard trash cans because we can't have nice things.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to. Well, that's those people coming over from San Francisco and burning the trash cans in Oakland.
Exactly. Fuck those guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But back to throwing things on the barbecue. Yes, I've already begun marinizing some chicken. I went and got charcoal. I'm all set up on beer. I believe I'll have have a couple of the fellers over. There's baseball on today.
Oh, how nice.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Cubbies are in the big push right now. Pretty much.
Are they? How many games? What's their standing? I don't even know.
They're in first place, but only by 3.5 games over the Brewers, and they have 7 games left to play with the Brewers, and they're in the midst of like 20 straight games without a day off. So they'll go into playing the next 4-game series with the Brewers without having a day off ahead of time. So it's going to be...
Oh, my God.
It's going to be an interesting push through September, so that'll be in the mix. Saturday, I got to have a little college football and baseball in split screen on my TV. It was a pretty nice day.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's kind of a good time of year for sports, generally.
It absolutely is.
That wonderful time where you're dovetailing off of baseball if you're an A's fan, and you go back into football.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Last I checked, the A's were 21 games out of first, so that's fun. Are there even 21 games left?
I was going to say, that's right around probably the number of games that are left to play. It would require a statistical anomaly, the likes of which sports had never seen, I imagine, to overcome that deficit.
I think asteroid impact, you know.
It's up there.
Happen.
Sharknado.
Kim Jong, what's his face, gets a, you know, itchy trigger finger.
Yeah. Do you think that this North Korea thing is going to end well, or do you think it's just going to continue to be this? Because it seems like this is sort of just par for the course. He's just ramped it up a little bit.
God, it's so hard to know, though. Because the thing is, before, it was one crazy dude rattling his saber, and now we have multiple crazy dudes rattling their sabers. So I really, it's hard for me to know. My geopolitical expertise is I'm out of my depth on this one because I can't predict what anyone's going to do anymore.
For sure. Yeah.
Bleh.
It's the North Korea thing, though. I have a morbid fascination with the way he operates, though, because it's like...
Oh, of course. It's so fascinating. It's like a parallel universe right on our own planet.
It is. It's very strange.
Like a dystopian sci-fi novel in real life.
It absolutely is. That is absolutely cool. The case. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think, though, over under that we're involved in some sort of military action against North Korea in the next 5 years?
Oof, man. The thing is, I think he's just kind of got us, right? Like, we can't do anything that doesn't kill everyone in Seoul. You just can't do anything that doesn't kill all the people in Seoul.
Right. Anything you do.
So he's got us.
Yeah, well, and I think the odd thing about North Korea, too, not to go too far down this rabbit hole, is that the country is so, like, the party is so singularly in control that we have no idea what would fill the vacuum from his absence. Like, there's not really a group of people in that country ready to take power should he be eliminated. Like you know, in Russia, I mean, if Putin was eliminated, and,
like, right now it's unstable and terrible situation, but at least, like, you know, they're not actually having all the famines and stuff right now that we know of. And, like, it's a somewhat of a stable situation, and their quality of life has sort of marginally improved in the last couple of years, if I understand correctly. And we don't want to lose that in favor of just absolute chaos where, like, you know, the UN has to go in and feed every single person in North Korea or they die.
Right. Well, and I think the Chinese are reluctant to allow that to happen, too, because immediately you would have millions of North Korean refugees pouring over the border into China.
Exactly.
And they got a couple people there. China has a few people living there.
Just a few. Yeah, and the place where they'd be coming across is, like, if I understand correctly, this crazy, rugged, dangerous border, mountainous.
Yeah, I think once you get over that river. Crisis. Yeah, I think once you get over that river, it's pretty ugly.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like you kind of got to hand it to them. Like, they three-dimensional chest us right into this spot.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a reason why we haven't done anything about it for quite this long. Well, you know, since the Korean War, there's been little to nothing we could do about it. And I think probably the answer to North Korea, though, is economic reform, although that would require the regime to let go of a great deal of power. But you can see it happened in China. You know, they basically had their own little capitalist revolution without a shot fired. But North Korea doesn't have nearly the ability to output and export the way China did.
No, I mean, they just have so many, although I understand that they do have lots and lots of natural resources, but in this day and age, you know, gathering natural resources is a matter of being very mechanized, and they're definitely not that.
No, there was that classic video, though, of him looking at all that lubricant. Remember a couple of years ago, there was like that video, there was like that weird thing excreting lubricant, the people's lube.
Oh, gosh.
Democratic People's Republic.
People's Lubrication Army.
Excuse me. I had a bacon and egg sandwich this morning. A piece of bacon just tried to make its way out of my tooth into my lungs. It's pleasant.
That's gross, but it sounds tasty.
Yeah. But okay, for real this time, back to barbecuing. Yeah. I have begun marinizing some chicken. I'm going to break out the grill. Are you guys going to use that giant drum cooking thing?
I'm trying to talk Jesse into it. I think we might try and do like a little bit of a pork shoulder. We have, for those of you playing along at home, we have this thing called a pit barrel cooker, which is just like a barrel laid on, stood up on its end with the ends cut off, and you put charcoal in the bottom of it, and it has a lid on the top, and you just hang meat inside of it, and it sort of halfway grills, halfway smokes. It's really good. It cooks really fast. You don't have to mess with it at all or tend it at all. And that was free advertisement for the Pit Barrel Cooker. Hit me up if you want a sponsorship deal.
I hear that. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. And I hear those things and the pellet smokers, though. I guess maybe it's sort of like me being coming into my old crotchetiness at my age. But I really don't.
Newfangled shit.
Yeah, I don't. But that's my deal with like those pellet cookers, you know, where they have the little wood pellets that are on an augered wheel and they are fit. Come out of a hopper onto a heating element at like a very specific rate that smokes your meat very evenly. Like, I feel like that'd probably be pretty cool and it would smoke meat very well. But I also think it's cheating. I draw such a corollary between grilling and smoking meat for a long time and consuming beers. And I feel like the pellet smoker, like there's nothing to mess with. You don't have to check the temperature. You don't get to like add wood to it or play with fire or anything. It just kind of does it on its own. It's like cooking something in a smoky oven. And there's just a part of me that feels like if you're going to do that, you just shouldn't bother.
So I actually basically agree with you, and it's really funny because after we started using the pit barrel, like I kind of got it for us as a little housewarming present, and after we started using it for a couple of months, like Jesse kind of went back to the Weber for a while.
I could see that.
Because, you know, you stand out in the yard and screw around with a little chicky breast and whatever, as opposed to just kind of putting the chicken in there and not touching it for an hour. You know?
Yeah. Oh, and that's so hard to do, too. So I would be pacing in circles for hours around one of those things, just feeling like I needed to manipulate it somehow or do something with it.
Exactly. Yeah. Although, you know, I will say in these Sacramento heat here, it's pretty nice because you don't have to be standing out in the backyard and you're grilling.
No,
so that's nice.
I'm sure there's something to be said for not smelling like
and
smoke
the pork
and
comes
sweat.
Out of it. Insanely good. It is so good. And it's very smoky and it gets all red just like it would if it was smoked. It just kind of cooks at a low temperature. I can't remember what the temperature is, but I want to say it's like in the, you know, 275 range.
Yeah,
and
that's the sweet spot too.
It's good.
Yeah. And I guess I shouldn't be bragging about not monitoring the temperature of my grilled meats either, but I know when it's done, everybody will be fine. You'll all be fine.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, either that or we're going to make some what I call Jesse burgers, which is turkey patties with jalapenos and garlic and stuff in it. So that's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, me and all my friends wanted to know, you never responded. So are you and can you and other Jesse leave one weekend next year and let me and like six of my friends stay at your house and meet your neighbors and stuff?
It depends on how much of a deposit you guys are able to put down.
Probably would need
the answer is for a price, yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say it would probably be an Airbnb, but it would cost the entire value of the home.
Yeah, it's just exactly. It'd probably be cheaper to get a hotel. you can't afford this place.
I just like the thought in my head of how horrified you would be at the prospect. Like you if you and Jesse were in Tahoe and me and Corey and Angel and Kevin and Ricky and everybody were at your house. Get Casey in from Colorado. Hey,
we got a shed. You want a party in the shed? The party shed?
The party. We're shed worthy. We're not a buck partying in a shed.
It's got electricity. We put you a window unit out there. You'd be fine.
We're not adverse to partying in a shed. We could party in a shed. Well, there you go, fellas. There's your
lots of teachers partying in the shed right now. You can party with them. Such as rats and feral cats.
Those guys know how to party.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, there you go, fellas, straight from the horse's mouth. So we'll probably have to get a hotel room.
Party shed 2018.
Or party shed. There's a lot of giant individuals to put into a shed.
I also have a garage with a workshop, so, you know, knock yourselves out.
Ooh, I wouldn't trust us in a workshop, but that's...
There's no tools in there.
Oh, okay.
But there's not paint enough or something, but that's about it.
Yeah. Probably if you...
Things took a weird turn.
Yeah. That did take a weird... Huffing is dark. Huffing is a dark topic. People huffing paint. Very dark.
Yeah. Desperate times.
That and gasoline. How's your hamster game coming? Are you allowed to talk about that very much?
You know what? Production is stalled on the hamster game, I would say. But yeah, for those of you who may not know, I have been working on a game using the program RPG Maker, which is really fun. You can make role-playing video games without actually having to know very much of anything. And I've been making a hamster-themed game, which seems like it's taking about 3 years. It turns out making video games is hard, dude.
I would imagine, or everybody'd be doing it.
It's, yeah, a lot of work. And I'm trying to draw all the art.
Making a podcast.
And that's difficult.
Well,
that's good.
I'd say we've done pretty well here. I did want to double check on your hamster game situation, though. But you'll get back to it. If anything that's going to be a labor of love, and it'll be, you know.
It's on the back burner, but it moves burners every once in a while.
Yeah. Between that and your painting and your mastering of many instruments, you're doing fine.
I got a lot of hobbies. I'm also working on Christmas balls. Did you get a Christmas ball last year?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, there's these guys.
Popcorn?
For those of you who would like to check it out. No, they're knitted. It's like a Christmas ornament.
Oh, yeah.
That's knitted.
I do remember you saying
they look like little Norwegian sweaters. The pattern came from these guys, Arna and Carlos. If you want to get a good laugh, look up Arna, A-R-N-E, and Carlos on YouTube. They're very funny from Norway. They're kind of like the Norwegian Martha Stewart if Martha Stewart was two gay dudes.
Two gay and Norwegian dudes making knitted balls. I really feel like I'm missing out here.
I assume that they're gay. Let's not, I don't want to, you know, say anything. That's not... but they are the best people ever, and they have, they
maybe
got famous
they are,
for...
and maybe they are.
Yeah, we'll just leave it. Bert and Ernie, the Norwegian Bert and Ernie, we'll call them.
All right.
And anyway, they make these little knitted Christmas ornaments that are so cute. They use sweater patterns, but they make them into little balls. Anyway, you should look for one of those in your mail this holiday season. So that's another thing I'm working
on. I'll be expecting it. Well, that's good. Oh, and also we should be probably beginning to work on the nuts and bolts of the Sports with a Capital F Christmas special also.
I know. I keep like brainstorming ideas and very little sticks. But
it's an atheist
we'll
Christmas. Don't be a dick. That's what I was thinking about the other day.
Well, I like that a lot.
Yeah. Need a little ukulele behind it. It'll be.
Well, you know, I was thinking we need some uke music for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
But we'll get that. We'll get that worked out. I think it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else you would like to tease or anything on your bird? You would like to release out into the ether?
I was going to say, so just so you know, I bought a copy of Wonder Woman that you can watch now. And I started watching it the other day, and it occurs to me, my God, I think I'm just too fucking old for comic book movies. Like,
it's something
I cannot
that
get
has
into them. There
totally
is nothing about
missed
that.
Me.
That's not ridiculous. I assumed, because all the hype and everybody being like, oh, and you know, I'm like a person who might be interested in a very pro-lady movie, right? But, like, it's just ridiculous. It's just, like, there's nothing about it that's not absurd. Every scene is more absurd than the last scene, and I can't get into any of it.
It is a...
Spoiler, it's absurd.
It's a huge part of the zeitgeist that completely missed me. I really liked the Batman movie where Heath Ledger played the Joker, and more than anything, I liked it because of his performance. And really, other than that, I've missed out on whatever everyone is seeing in all these other movies. Iron Man, the 400 Wolverine movies that have come out, the 60 incarnations of Superman, Spider-Man gets redone every 2 years. I just don't care.
I know.
And you know, part of it's probably because I wasn't that big into comic books, but even still, it just feels like we're all getting taken for a ride.
It's very silly. Yeah. And it's just rehashing, you know, all this old stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't find it.
Anyway, it's just really funny because I was expecting it to be, I don't know what I was expecting, just an action movie or whatever, but like the setup could not be any more preposterous. Like, it just, I'll be interested later on if you watch it to hear what you think. Like, the effects and everything are awesome. It's very visually whatever, but the setup couldn't be any more ridiculous, and the execution couldn't be any more ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, there
and
you
I
have
still
it.
Don't quite understand what Captain Kirk is doing there.
I wasn't aware that Captain Kirk was in that movie.
Yeah, Captain Kirk is in there. He's in every movie.
Rebooted Captain Kirk?
Yeah, what's his name? Chris Pine.
Nah, got nothing for it. I can't guarantee that I'll watch it. But what I will say is that everyone, keep your eyes peeled, because shortly after this podcast comes out, around midweek, look forward to me and Griff's incomprehensible NFL preview spectacular. It's a good time. A lot of yucks in there. And lots of other stuff coming. I finished editing my first episode of Food with a Capital S, where I made my lamb and beef meatball hoagies. It was a learning experience, you know, doing food stuff, but it was
really
fun.
Looking forward to seeing that, Graham.
Yeah, and then I'll get to eat the final product, but it came out pretty well. I like what I did there.
Good.
Not to toot my
own. Yeah, I think you should branch out into those kind of things. It'll be good.
Yep. But everybody
leave a like on this, whatever it is, if you want Graham to do food things.
Yeah, absolutely. Wherever you see or hear this, be like, yeah, Graham, do food stuff. Well, I guess I should probably show them one. So, because they may.
Yeah.
I think anyone
may change
who follows
your mind when
this,
you see the execution.
Right. Anyone who follows this podcast is probably apprehensive about me doing more things that expose myself. And you don't want us exposing ourselves.
No, you don't. That's the last thing you want.
Well, I think we've done enough damage here, Jesse, and I think we knocked this one out of the park in the parlance of the time.
Wait, what did you just say? You cut out.
Oh, I said I think we knocked this one out of the park, to use the parlance of our times, which I don't think was appropriate use of that phrase. But either way, well, that's enough. Thank you, Jesse, for joining us. Everybody keep a lookout for all that other stuff and enjoy yourselves. Goodbye.
Yes.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is a capital F.
This is Sports.